Divine Office. Tuesday, Evening Prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Earth mighty maker, whose command raised from the sea the solid land and drove each billweep away and bade the earth stand firm for that so with flowers of gold seeds of each it might renew, and fruit trees bearing fruit might yield, and pleasant pasture of the field. Our spirits rankling wounds efface with dewy freshness of thy grace.
God has crowned his Christ with victory.
God has crowned his Christ with victory.
May the Lord answer in time of trial. May the name of Jacob's God protect you. May he send you help from his shrine and give you support from Zion. May he remember all your offerings and receive your sacrifice with favor. May he give you your heart's desire and fulfill every one of your plans. May we ring out our joy at your victory and rejoice in the name of our God. May the Lord grant all your prayers. I am sure now that the Lord will give victory to his anointed, will reply from his holy heaven with the mighty victory of his hand. Some trust in chariots or horses, but we in the name of the Lord. They will collapse and fall, but we shall hold and stand firm. Give victory to the King, O Lord. Give answer on the day we call. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
God has crowned his Christ with victory.
We celebrate your mighty works with songs of praise, O Lord.
We celebrate your mighty works with songs of praise, O Lord.
O Lord, your strength gives joy to the King. How your saving help makes him glad. You have granted him his heart's desire. you have not refused the prayer of his lips.
You came to meet him with the blessings of success. You have set on his head a crown of pure gold. He asked you for life, and this you have given, days that will last from age to age.
Your saving help has given him glory. You have laid upon him majesty and splendor. You have granted your blessings to him forever. You have made him rejoice with the joy of your presence.
The king has put his trust in the Lord. Through the mercy of the Most High he shall stand firm. O Lord, arise in your strength. We shall sing and praise your power.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning,
is now,
and will be forever.
Amen.
Father, you have given us life on this earth, and have met us with the grace of redemption. Bestow your greatest blessing on us, the fullness of eternal life.
We celebrate your mighty works with songs of praise, O Lord.
Lord, you have made us a kingdom and priests for God our Father.
Lord, you have made us a kingdom and priests for God our Father.
O Lord our God, you are worthy to receive glory and honor and power.
For you have created all things. By your will they came to be and were made.
Worthy are you, O Lord, to receive the scroll and break open its seals.
For you were slain. With your blood you purchased for God men of every race and tongue, of every people and nation.
You made of them a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they shall reign on the earth.
Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches, wisdom and strength, honor and glory and praise.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, you have made us a kingdom and priests for God our Father.
A reading from the book of James. My brothers, what good is it to profess faith without practicing it? Such faith has no power to save one, has it? If a brother or sister has nothing to wear, no food for the day, and you say to them, "Goodbye, good luck, keep warm and well-fed," but do not meet their bodily needs, what good is that? So it is with a faith that does nothing in practice. It is thoroughly lifeless. To such a person one might say, "You have faith, and I have works." Is that it? Show me your faith without works, and I will show you the faith that underlies my works. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
To you, O Lord, I make my prayer for mercy.
To you, O Lord, I make my prayer for mercy.
Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you.
I make my prayer for mercy.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
To you, O Lord, I make my prayer for mercy.
When you wish to pray, go to your room, shut the door, and pray to your Father in secret.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. For he has looked with favour on his lowly servant.
From this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name.
He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation.
He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit.
He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly.
He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty.
He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children for ever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
When you wish to pray, go to your room, shut the door, and pray to your Father in secret. Christ our Lord has warned us to watch and pray to avoid temptation. With our whole heart, let us pray to him.
Turn to us, Lord, and have mercy.
Jesus, our Christ, you promise to be with those who pray in your name.
Help us always to pray with you, to the Father, in the Holy Spirit.
Turn to us, Lord, and have mercy.
Bridegroom of the church, cleanse her from every stain.
Teach her to walk in hope and in the power of the Holy Spirit.
Turn to us, Lord,
and have mercy. Friend of the human race, teach us concern for our neighbor, as you have commanded.
That all may see you more clearly as the light of the world.
Turn to us, Lord, and have mercy.
King of peace, give your peace to the world.
That your presence may reveal your saving power in every place.
Turn to us, Lord, and have mercy.
Open the door of eternal happiness to all the dead.
Welcome them into the glory of unending life.
Turn to us, Lord,
and have mercy. We pause now to express our own needs and those of our community.
Turn to us, Lord, and have mercy.
Let us again offer our praise to God and pray in the words of Christ.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Look upon your family, Lord, that through the chastening effects of bodily discipline, our minds may be radiant in your presence with the strength of our yearning for you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Amen.